What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yablon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world.
You hungry?
No, I'm actually not hungry at all.
Well, that's going to make this conversation difficult then, because we're talking about food and nutrition in honor of our guest, Rob Carney, came on the podcast this week. If you haven't checked it out, Parker ditched me, but it was a pretty good conversation. We got to talk about food and nutrition and how you can get closer to the food that you consume, which is something I'm passionate about as a sustainability minor, something I find very interesting. So it was a great conversation. Check it out. And in honor of that, Parker and I wanted to talk about some of the food habits that we've adopted into our lives over the past few years. Parker now loves Trader Joe's. I'm a Trader Joe's fiend. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about a new hobby that I picked up this week. Parker and Joey Lane made fun of me for not having any hobbies or things that I collect. And so I have a new one that I'm doing.
All right. 3 points right there, right off the bat. Here we go. One, shout out PR squad, PR team. I couldn't make the podcast because we were doing cool things down in PR. So shout out PR. Miss you, Rob, though. It was a great conversation. I had a lot of fun editing it. Two, really excited for this topic because I don't think we've ever talked about it. And three, Sam, is a hobby if you've only been doing it for a week?
Yes.
Okay, why?
Because I determined it was a hobby.
You determined it was a hobby. Okay. All right. Yeah. So because you determined, hey, this is my hobby, you know.
Yeah.
Could I say like, yeah, like talking to you is my hobby?
You could, but that would be a lie. It's your damn chore. It's your burden.
Damn right it's my chore.
Join the club. Nothing I'd rather do less than talk to you every week.
Oh man, 155 of these later. Damn chore that I just do for free every freaking week.
Hey, it's all right. We still love each other. Okay, on to nutrition before Parker and I kill each other. Let's talk about food. A lot of us, a lot of Elevation Nation, first time on your own, first time in adulthood, first time cooking your own meals maybe. And there's actually something pretty funny on our most recent episode with Joey Lane. We were talking about the fact that Joey doesn't know how to cook, which is okay. But I found it really interesting because cooking is such an integral part of growing up and young adulthood. Because before then, you're usually living at home. You have someone cooking for you. When you're in college or a college athlete, you typically go to the dining halls, have other meals. You eat out a lot at Chipotle and Jimmy John's and places like that. So when you graduate, it's the first time that you're kind of in charge of your own kitchen, which I think is daunting for a lot of people. I know we have a lot of friends that still order in every meal or eat out every meal. But for many of us, cooking is a way that we unwind after a workday. It's a way we control how we feel. It's something for me, and I'll talk about it as my hobby. Yes, hobby, Parker. Something that allows me to explore and be adventurous. So cooking and nutrition in adulthood, I think, is really, really important.
Yeah, especially when you get slapped in the face that your metabolism doesn't work like it used to. In college, you're just like, doesn't matter. I'll just eat a Five Guys burger, go out to drink, and then I'll take down a Chipotle bowl. And then, you know what? The next morning, I'll just take down a bacon, egg, and cheese, and then just do it all over again. And you're like, oh, I feel good. I feel great. And this is, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm only 26 years old, but like, you know, at some point it catches up with you. And I'm not saying that I'm a big, hefty guy by any means, but it's more so like I down a Five Guys burger and I feel like shit. Not because I'm looking at myself. I just feel like shit, but it tastes so good. And like I feel like my body is just like, why the hell did you do that to me?
Ironically enough, when Parker and I were in DC a couple weekends ago, the only place he would allow me to eat with him was Five Guys. So pretty ironic there.
It's an amazing place, but I think what I've realized is like it's I just can't take in food like I used to. And I said this to JJ, and I, you know, we had a conversation like this. Like, I eat until I'm full. And sometimes that's not really good for me, because I just don't feel as good. And recently I've put on some weight. I finished my marathon and I put on, I want to say, like, I was 170 like the day of my marathon, and last month I was 185. And I was just like, damn, like, I haven't been obviously running as far, but then I also haven't been really worrying about what I'm eating. But like, 15 pounds is a lot, you know, like, I look in the mirror, and I'm not saying I'm like insecure about the way I looked, but I'm insecure that the way I looked made me feel like physically throughout a day. Like, I felt like I had less energy. I felt like, you know, I was more tired when it was later in the night, you know, less enthusiastic throughout the day. And I attribute that to nutrition in some capacity. So over the last month, I've taken a step back, like, all right, what am I actually putting in my body? And do I need to put that in my body? Do I want to put it in my body? And do I need to put that much? That's the big thing for me, is that I can keep going. And it's like having, like, I'm a plug mental fortitude. It's like mental fortitude, like, no, you don't need a freaking another serving of sweet potato fries. Like, you just don't, even though I want them.
Food is tough.
That's my rant. That's my rant on food right now.
No, you're good, bro. I get it. Like, food is tough when you get older. I've been trying. I went through a phase, probably last year, where I just was craving Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And the problem with Ben and Jerry's ice cream is you really can eat essentially half to a whole pint every single time. Like, you can't just have like one bite of ice cream. So I was pounding Ben and Jerry's ice cream as my guilty pleasure. I now have switched it to, if anyone knows me, they know this is pretty much all I eat now. Frozen mango from Trader Joe's is my dessert of choice. It's probably still got a F ton of sugar in it, but it's delicious and it's healthier and I feel better about myself. But
do you look at like the calories you intake when you eat something?
No.
Why?
My, knock on wood, my weight has been the same since junior year of high school. Plus or minus 3 to 5 pounds. Yeah.
Bullshit.
When have you seen me bigger, bro? I don't believe
that by any means. There's no way.
Trust me, I was trying to put on weight so badly in high school so I could be bigger for basketball and football. And I would pound 2 protein shakes a day, eat peanut butter and jellies all the time, and I stayed the same weight. And now I stay at the same weight. I just don't look as good. I definitely look fatter, but I think that's just part of getting old. I don't know.
So you don't look at like the sugars and like the calories. I just think it's interesting because there's one person who can like quantify everything they do and they put in their body, or they just eat knowing, for your sake, that you know that thing is healthier than the other option, so you're good.
I mean, like, I just don't know enough about what those things are going to tell me, right? Like, I know what a lot of calories are. I look at sodium sometimes because I know, like, with heart issues in my family, that sodium's not good for me. But what decision am I going to make if there's a lot of calories? I also work out every day, so I burn a lot of calories. I've actually started, the past 2 years, I was intermittent fasting. Past four years, ever since I moved to New York, I've been intermittent fasting. And it doesn't even feel like intermittent fasting. I just don't eat breakfast because
I was about to say, everyone who intermittent fasts just doesn't eat breakfast. And that's They just attribute their lifestyle to. I'm intermittent
fasting.
It's not
a lifestyle.
You just don't eat breakfast.
You can call it whatever you want. Yeah. I didn't eat breakfast for 3 years.
It just sounds cooler.
It sounds way cooler. But breakfast made me groggy. When I'd go to the office, I'd get tired and I'd want to be in a little food coma. So instead, I just wouldn't eat. And recently, I weighed myself and noticed that I was not gaining any weight, even though I was working out pretty hard. And so I've started to eat a peanut butter and jelly for breakfast every morning, trying to get more protein in my diet right after my workout. So it's only been about 2 weeks of doing that. I have no idea what's going to happen, but maybe I'll get...
Is that your new hobby?
No, it's not my new hobby, asshole. No, my new hobby is every week I want to cook one new dish or make something new that I haven't done before. So far we have done, I went to the seafood market at the wharf and I did fresh squid, mussels, and clams, and I made a lemon white wine seafood pasta. That smacked. That was delicious. I also did homemade pickles. I'm brining my own pickles right now. I bought some jars. I bought some pickles, pickle cucumbers, pickling cucumbers. Yeah. And we're making pickles, half dill, half sour dill pickles, because I miss those. We don't really have good ones here in DC. So every week I'm trying to make something different. I got some cool ones on the agenda for the next few weeks, shakshuka, things like that, that I'm really excited to make. So I made a chimichurri the other day. Bet you never made one of those. Is that a hobby now, Parker? It's been 3 weeks.
Well, if you make something that you actually think is really good, you can call me down and I'll try it. And then if it's, I agree, we'll have it as a, we'll create an Elevation Nation ghost kitchen. How about
Is this the evolution of our business idea? Maybe it's just Sam and Parker's pickles. Maybe that's where we're going to get famous.
Parker's pickles sounds a lot better than Sam and Parker's pickles.
Yeah, but I'm making the pickles.
I can make the pickles too. I don't think it's that hard. If you can pick up a hobby in 1 week, I'm sure I could figure out pickle making.
All right, Parker, you and JJ make some pickles. We'll have a pickle off. Winner gets to start a company.
All right. I like that. So I want to say one other thing. A big thing that I have always not struggled with when it comes to food is just snacks. Like snacks. I love snacks. I grew up, you know, we always had snacks, like everything.
It's true.
Philip.
They
Philip
have a sick like, snack closet. It's no joke.
Our house was known as the sick snack closet. Friends come over, and when they wanted their food, I mean, we talk about Lay's, Fritos, Cheez-Its, Oreos, like every kind, candy, everything. And now I'm like, damn, I don't even want to eat any snacks, even though I want to. But like, I know that the snacks are really like where the kicker is, and you know, making me feel like shit, and obviously putting on weight and all that. So I read this book called Atomic Habits, and it talks all about making things accessible or inaccessible. So now I just don't buy snacks anymore. I just like, because I know if I buy them, I'm gonna eat them. If they're there, it's just gonna happen. So you just don't make it accessible.
Sometimes,
but I do buy fruit. I do.
You got to play mind games. You got to play mind games with yourself. If you know yourself better than anyone, trick yourself for the positive. I think that's totally fair. I mean, that's fine. Well, I'm proud of you, Parker. I know that the marathon you were training a shit ton. It makes sense why your weight was off, and now we're both realizing as we get older, our nutrition needs to change. I also was joking with the guys this weekend. If we didn't drink so many beers, we probably wouldn't be fat. Like, we drink a lot of beer. Like, we play pong a lot. We're not fat.
It's like you just have that beer belly, Sam. That's what it is. So you don't have any muscle anymore from your high school days. Now it's just beer belly.
Speak for yourself.
And that's why you weigh the same, is you're replacing your muscles with your fat from your beer.
Yeah, I guess so.
It is so funny. I got this Whoop. You know this Whoop? I've been trying it out for the first month. I got a first month free. I can get you a first month free to Elevation Nation. Just hit me up. I'll let you know the code. But it tracks everything, like your sleep, your food, not your food. You have to input your food, like, and what you eat, and like you write a diary every day, and like it tracks your fitness. But what's so crazy is that nights I sleep after drinking, my sleep rating is terrible. It's awful.
Why is that?
And it just, I don't know. I think it just goes to show how bad alcohol is for your sleep cycles. Like, every single night I've drinking, it's been bad. I don't think
that's the word.
Drunken, whatever it is.
Drank,
whatever it is. You get what I mean. Check it out. I mean, it's kind of fascinating. I mean,
that's why I drink during
the day.
Maybe
that will hold me accountable. Maybe that'll hold me accountable a little bit, you know? Oh, you drink during the workday, Sam? Is that what you're saying?
During the weekend day, Parker. I like drinking during the day better because then I can get a good night's sleep. I agree, though. I like to be in bed by 11 o'clock. We all know this. All right, Elevation Nation. This was a bit of a rant on food and nutrition. I got a Panich's perspective for you today. And this is a quote all about my new hobby, which is making pickles. Pickles are like hot dogs that get pissed and turned into the Hulk. That's my quote for the day.
Wait, what?
Do you need me to say it again, Parker? Pickles yeah. are like hot dogs that got pissed and turned into the Hulk.
All right, Elevation Nation. With that, peace.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. If you aren't already a subscriber, please do subscribe and leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram at @ElevationNation_IO and on Twitter at @ElevateBeGreat. Check us out on the web at www.elevationnation.io. Until next week, Elevation Nation.